Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. HSV didn't miss anything when they re-engineered the Chevrolet Silverado for Australian roads. Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, and in this case, one of us has come from a very long lunch, James Kennedy.
I wonder who it is.
Well, I think it may be you. We'll get to the bottom of that in just a moment. Welcome to the Big Friday edition.
Hello, Mick Malloy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I couldn't be happier.
Good for you.
Life is good. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Nicky, Jane, happy Friday.
We're going to kick off, as always, with Cloud of the Week, which will be coming down the pike in just a minute.
Wonderful news. We've also got our mate Merrick Watts coming in to have a chat with us today. We love chatting to him. He's discovered something in his daughter's bedroom at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
An unusual find. And we want to know whether you've had some unusual... Well, apart from someone who shouldn't be in your bed.
At 2 in the morning.
Finds, yeah.
I've had some grisly finds.
We'll do that. We've got the Week in Review as well, which we love reminiscing about.
Indeed. We're also going to have a bit of Mother's Day chat. We might take a couple of calls, see what you're up to for Big Mother's Day, or as I like to call it, Appreciation Day.
Mothers are hogging it. Yeah, it's hard enough getting appreciation anyway. Mother's Day, at least people know what it means, and you've got to at least get flowers or be a bit nice to your mum. Just a random appreciation day means diddly squat.
Do something. Thanks for doing my washing. Yeah, that didn't hurt, did it? Thanks for putting my bins out.
What are you getting for your mum? You've got something planned. Why don't you take her shopping and she can buy whatever she likes?
You know what I'll do? I'll do what I normally do. I'll buy 2 tickets to a musical in town and make one of my sisters take it.
That's what you do. That's right. I remember.
And I'm still the good books. It is a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Thanks, Evita.
Thanks. That's great.
It's 3 hours of life.
Muriel's Wedding. Town. There
Muriel's
you go. That's
wedding.
Playing
Gold
now.
Sold.
Mm. Brilliant.
Pocket in. Now, Look you at were at a lunch today.
Was it
a Mother's Day lunch?
It was a Mother's Day lunch. I'm overrun with Mother's Day lunch invitations with quite a few kids, different schools.
Well, so you should be. You've raised 5 children. Mm.
It's because you've got to then choose which lunch do I go to because, you know.
This is your biggest problem you have in your life.
Yeah. It's very awkward. Sophie's choice, I have to say. So I go to, my choice was to go to the lunch where my eldest child, it's her last year of school.
Okay.
And
right.
I always vowed I would be at a Mother's Day lunch.
Yeah.
And it was hosted by my good mate, Robin Butler.
Okay.
She did a sterling job. She was fantastic. Now, this is, I'll tell you what's really difficult to cope with. When you host or MC any event, having everyone shut up for a start. A room full of women. Do you know what?
Mothers.
Mothers.
Yeah. Room full of nagging.
With lots of wine. Steady on. There is one in prison. There's one present. So after a few shardies and a few champagnes,
Wackety wackety.
But
noise level goes up.
I must say, now Robin did.
Clinking a cutlery while you're talking.
Do you know what? There wasn't any of that. Full attention. And Robin had asked me a while ago if I would come up and have a bit of a chat. Now, she's very clever. She's, you know, done a lot of shows. Mm. She's very actress, writer.
Oh, yeah.
She said, what I thought I might do, Jane, to show because you multitask, while I'm doing a Q&A with you, I'm going to set out, I've got all the ingredients for one of the recipes in one of your cookbooks, and I want you to make the recipe as I'm chatting to you, because that's what a lot of women do.
Great idea.
They multitask.
Yeah.
Well, I stuffed that up, didn't I? I couldn't do it. The salad looked crap. I was really hopeless at it. But I did answer a few questions.
There's a time and place for cooking, and it's in the kitchen when I get home. Okay? Not on stage.
Robin did say, would you like to put an apron on? And you know what went through my mind? I thought, I never wear an apron, but I thought, this is bizarre. I know who likes women with aprons on. Mick Malloy. Yeah, yeah. In the kitchen with an apple pie in their hands. Isn't that right?
And a Doris Day style dress.
Is that right?
You know, it's hard though when you have to come in here.
You've got to put the apple pie on the windowsill to cool down.
Do they have to churn their own butter?
Yep.
It's very Leave It to Beaver.
It is very.
Mention Beaver again in a Mother's Day segment.
Yeah, good.
Okay? What's wrong with you,
Dave? You're tasteless.
Sorry.
Do you know what,
So what did you cook on stage?
A chickpea salad. Can I just say, you owe me, both of you.
I beg your pardon.
Well, look, everyone's there having a ball, still grogging on, Mother's Day, and look where I am. With you two.
A couple of himbos.
I had to leave the lunch, having a good time, but I'm so professional that I'm here.
Yeah. You see, you brought your shardy with you.
The party's still going.
Was that the cab on the way over, was it? Or
I beg your pardon, whatever. I drove and I hadn't a drink.
I had
half a one.
You're adorable.
I had half a drink. That was enough.
But I think you'd be driving home.
I'm not going to.
All right.
I'll leave my car here.
Turn on me.
All right, I'll get a lift with you.
You run out of petrol again.
Mother's Day. Barley.
Where are you going for Mother's Day? What do you do? I'll ask you later.
All right.
We get to the Mother's Day segment. Hey, when we come back, Clown of the Week.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Week.
Fire away, Jane.
All right, Royal Baby was born.
Okay.
A lot
clown
of hoo-ha.
Clown him. Little Archie, you're a clown.
Don't clown.
No, I'm not going to clown.
First clowning.
His first clowning?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, I agree to that. The Today Show had a cross to royal enthusiast Terry Hutt. He's an old gentleman. I think he was about 93. He'd been waiting outside Windsor Castle for days in anticipation for the royal baby.
Yep.
Let's have a listen to him being interviewed by one of the reporters.
Now, joining me now is Terry Hutt. Terry has been very, very patiently waiting. Come and join me, Terry. Has been very, very patiently waiting for baby Sussex to arrive. He's been out here every day for a few days now. Terry, how do you feel that the baby's finally here?
Well, I'm over the moon.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Her question went for a minute and a half.
Yeah.
She didn't really get it together, did and she? She sort of repeated herself.
Making a point of how long he'd been waiting there.
Correct.
Yeah. So it must have been really disappointing.
Well, Terry, after all that time, you could have thought of something better to say than that.
Yeah. Terry.
Over the moon.
Well, you didn't get a chance to follow up.
That's true.
Who else?
Terry, related to Jabba the Hutt. Do you think? Oh, can I do one?
Yeah.
Yes.
What about the Roomba, the swearing Roomba?
Oh, my God.
This is it. So you know what the Roomba is?
I've got one.
You've got one. So.
It's a robot vacuum cleaner. It's round.
And it bounces off the walls.
And it bounces off the walls and it's got a mind of its own. It just goes where it wants to go till it's finished cleaning your house.
Well, I'd like to clown the scientists and the technologists. As I said, when I was a boy, I thought I was going to get a flying car. You know, by the time I was 50, I thought, well, I'll have a flying car, I'll have a hoverboard.
Yeah.
So far, all we've got is, what is it, witches' hats with wheels on them.
Yes, that's true. That's right.
And now the swearing Roomba.
Yes, so every
it hits
time
a wall,
it hits a wall, they've inserted a voice.
This is what you hear.
Yeah.
Body mouth.
It's a little dramatic and over the top.
Yeah.
They're pretty noisy, those things.
Is it a Mother's Day present? Do you think that's a good one?
Great.
No.
Why?
I used to think it was, and I love, you know, I love a Dyson. That's up with the best of them.
They're the best of the best, yeah.
But no.
The idea of giving a mother a vacuum cleaner for Mother's Day could get you in trouble.
It's like the Fitbit, just quietly. It's not a good idea
to get
a Fitbit. No. Or anything to do with cooking. We don't want to do it anymore.
I had a friend of mine. His girlfriend was a really good Thai cook, like really good.
Yep. Mm.
And he loved Thai food. So Christmas, he thought, honestly, he never questioned it. And he got all his pestles and mortars
and pestle,
all that stuff. And the disappointment on her face when she opened this massive box and it was just like.
That's handbag time. Letting you know.
That's
all
what
know.
You want.
That's big strawberry time.
Big strawberry time.
All right. What else?
Will Smith.
Oi.
Will's
for what in particular? He's very popular, Will.
He is.
Do you think? He's on the nose a bit, isn't he?
Oh, geez,
Will's a bit happy with himself. And he's, you know what? He's getting
what
on in age. And he's just trying to be everyone's best friend, you know, like his son and daughter. And he's trying to be with the young people.
His son's a bit of an idiot.
His son is a bit of an idiot too. But Will's
who
gone.
Who are clowning it? What's his say, his son? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's fallen into it.
Yeah.
The Fresh Prince just won't give it up, the whole singing scenario. You know, you either act or you sing.
So let's unpack this for a minute.
All right, so he's in Aladdin.
He's in Aladdin, which is already he's been clowned for being too blue.
That's right. He's the genie.
He's the genie in Aladdin.
Yeah.
And originally he was blue. I saw the poster the other day. He's not.
He's his normal colour.
He's back to African-American Will Smith.
Okay.
And then someone told me, now in the movie, he's not blue all the time.
But, so I don't understand.
You can't do that.
Aladdin's blue.
You don't see Papa Smurf come out and the opening scene be blue and in the next scene be nude.
That's right.
He's
don't change it on us. All right. Well,
you're blue or you're not blue.
You know, the famous song from the musical, the animated musical, was A Friend Like Me.
Yeah, that's right.
Robin Williams did the song originally.
Sure.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a listen to Will Smith's version.
There's a song, The Friend Like Me. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Absolutely.
So when we went in, I had him grab the Impeach the President by the Honey Drippers, and he used the drums off of the Impeach the... Right, yeah, standard old school. Well, yeah. Alibaba, he had them 40 thieves. Shahrazadi had 1,000 tails. But Master, you're in luck because up your sleeve, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. Heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo, and ow. All you gotta do is rub that lamp.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yo.
Maybe not.
No.
It's like you're rapping granny. You know, there's
a time.
There's a time and place.
You know, you know what? You said the other day, there's a time and a place to stop wearing leather pants.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. And for women,
did
I mean.
You know, Robin Williams, when he did the original Genie, they underpaid him. No one knew how huge it was going to be. They got him at the last minute. And, of course, he made the film because he improvised the whole thing and then they animated
hilarious.
It around him. And
yeah.
It became his thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It ended up taking huge amounts of money and they wouldn't pay him any more than the original contract, which was miserly.
That's
decided that he wasn't going to do a sequel. He wasn't going to do anything else ever for Disney again.
Yeah.
You know what they did?
What?
Bought him a Picasso.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I swear
That's
to God.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant. There you go. All right. We'll come back. We'll take some calls. 1-3-3-5-3.
Clown of the week.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the week. You can get involved by giving us a ring. 1-3-3-5-3.
All right. We've got a beauty. This was a Korean young girl who's a blogger on YouTube, actually. She's got her own channel. She's only been going for 2 weeks. This is one of these eating things that we've been talking about that kids love, people love watching.
Watching people eat stuff on.
That's right. She decided to eat a live octopus.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just hear what happens when it
attacks her face.
It gets a little near her face, a little bit close. Oh my God, Sam, you're right.
What have we learned here?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny.
I want to see that on When Animals Attack, which was always my favourite show. For some reason, you always find yourself siding with the animal.
Of course you do.
Humans get attacked by an animal.
Of course. I just want to keep that for when I'm feeling a bit crankier, a bit uptight.
Can we play that again a bit later in the show?
Please, let's do. We're going to go to calls because you've got some good clowns going on. G'day, Jim. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. Good afternoon, guys.
Yeah. Afternoon. Who do you want to clown?
The new $50 bill.
Yeah. What about it? Are you clowning the $50 bill?
He's got to get clown of the week for misspelling the word responsibility, not once, twice, but three times.
Wow. It's an outrage. It's a person from the Reserve Bank.
And he would have to qualify if he only had one job too, wouldn't he?
Yeah,
he only had one job.
I think he's... This is huge.
It's huge. Now, this
can
is
you recall
first
currency? You can. Once it's out there.
Well, it's over 300 million that they have to recall if they have to do it. And
$350 bills.
Yes. And what I think is the problem is it legal tender if there's a misspelling, if that was not their intention in the first place? I think there's quite a few lawyers are all over this. This was discovered on Triple M.
Strippers aren't happy either.
Strippers aren't happy. If they're going to hear from Dame Edith Cowan's maiden speech, they want to have it right. So it was the word responsibility was misspelled.
And there's nothing more Australian than that. Thanks, Jim.
And also, can I just say that story broken on Triple M in Melbourne on the Hot Breakfast Show, an exclusive.
Well done, guys.
It's got to CNN news. It's made worldwide news.
Wouldn't have been Luke Darcy.
Eddie
McGuire,
too
stupid. He's a bit of a simpleton. Luke,
come on.
He wouldn't know how to spell responsibility.
Wow, there's a drive-by for Darcy.
He wouldn't. I mean, I love him. He's, you know, like a big dumb animal.
Wow, look out. He's pretty edgy these days. He'll get you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd be scared.
Okay, Daniel's on the line. Daniel, who would you like to clown?
Jane, Mickey, how is it going?
Really well.
The one and only Mr. Jason Ackermanis.
Oh, Jason Ackermanis. Why would you be clowning Jason?
Well, 17 clubs in a golf bag, multiple shots off the tee in an Ambrose. It just keeps going. It's three club fan from. Where else do
So you're suggesting being banned from three separate golf clubs for cheating puts him into the clown category?
Oh, I'd expect so, wouldn't you, Mick?
Well, I'll ask him about it on next week's Front Bar.
My
he's
God.
Our special guest, Jason Ackermanis.
Does he know what he's getting himself into?
Yeah. Live.
Hey, Daniel, let's put Daniel on the standby list.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go to the Red Centre, the Big Red Bash. Good luck to you, Daniel.
Good on you, Daniel. Thanks for the call. Anita.
Yes, hi.
Where'd you like to clown?
I'd like to clown my best friend.
Why?
Because she sent her mother for Mother's Day a sympathy card and a wreath instead of a Mother's Day card and a bunch of letters.
Now, had a wreath on the front of the
was
card.
Was this intentional? A sympathy card and a wreath? See, I can
The sympathy card was a mistake. I don't know, she must have just gone and picked it up, got it, and wrote on it. And then...
And she thought it was a nice circle of flowers to give instead.
Well, this one was a mistake. She asked the florist to send a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
And she took the card into...
Oh, and because the florist saw it was a sympathy card, she sent a wreath instead.
Yeah.
Sorry for finishing your sentence there, Anita, but I wanted to get it moving.
Well done, Anita.
Thank you very much indeed.
That's a clown.
Thanks. Let's go to Sue.
Hi.
Hey, Sue, who would you like to clown?
Amber Holt, the egg girl.
Egg girl?
Okay, egg girl. I'll tell you why I want to clown her, for doing a girl's throw. She didn't get him properly on the noggin.
It didn't break.
And also she got done for having cannabis in her pocket.
Oh, did she?
Come on. If you're going to go,
why have you got cannabis?
If you're going to commit a crime, maybe don't do it.
Maybe empty your pockets first.
Well, I saw too. That could be one job. If you're going to egg a politician and you get there, make sure the egg breaks.
Yeah, exactly. That was a hard-boiled egg. That was the problem. Thank you, Sue. Let's go to Rob.
Hello.
Afternoon, Rob.
Hello.
Who are you clowning, Rob?
Not to clown, just a comment on your Mother's Day gift.
Yes. Mm.
Many years ago, when my brother and I were much younger, our father instilled in us that you will never buy your mother a gift that has a power cord attached.
I like your father's style, Rob, and I'm going to make sure that happens in our house.
Put him on the list. Oh, Daddy's Rob.
Good luck
that
to you,
is
Rob.
Good, solid. That's what fathers
that's
should
that's
be doing.
That's your job as
providing
a father.
Providing valuable information
that's
to
dumbass
sons.
Exactly. Lovely. Yeah. Let's go to Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, really well.
Who do you want to clown?
I've got a bit of a double clownage coming up. I've got to clown Mickey, but also myself.
What for?
Well, it's something that you got me onto earlier this week, and I think Jane isn't very happy with it, and my whole office isn't happy that I've been doing it. It goes a little bit like me hee hee. You'll never find another
like me hee hee. You're on board, Max.
Oh my God, Max.
It's hard to get out of your head, isn't it, Max?
I am clowning you. We just had it out of our heads, and it's. Yeah. What did you say, Dave? It's the number one song in the world.
The most added song on pop radio in the world.
Oh, well, everybody's an idiot. That's ridiculous.
Well, what are you clowning every radio station in the world?
I am. I'm clowning every radio station in the world. Matt, that's annoying.
Matt,
but
I'd put you into the drawer to go to Midnight Oil, but I don't think it's quite your taste of music.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks, everyone, for calling up.
Hey, we'll have a few more of these when we come back.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the week. You can get involved by giving us a ring or online at kennedymalloy.com.au, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
It's really easy. You just find someone you know, make a bit of a dick of themselves, and you draw attention to it. For instance, example, Jane, I'd like to clown you.
Oh, my God, why?
On yesterday's show.
I won't have it.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday's show, during an interview with Ann Edmonds, you went off mic to reach for a bottle of Chardonnay. And fill a glass.
I did not.
It's the
wasn't
most
shy.
Unprofessional thing I've seen since you chewed gum on air.
Swore
on air.
Or swore on air.
Yeah.
But this is one to add to the listen to Jane go off mic as she reaches for a bottle of Chardonnay.
Oh, my God. Dancing baking show.
Yeah, baking while dancing.
Shimmy and do both
all right.
things at all.
I like it a lot. Mm.
Excellent news. Well, what are you up to at the moment? Because we've had a bit of a break.
I love it.
Hey, I've been in this business for 30 years. I know how to work a mic. Oh, my apologies. That's disgraceful. Speaking of disgraceful, I want to clown you.
For what?
When we were speaking about the royal baby, your thoughts on giving birth?
Oh, hey, no, you don't. You.
I am going to play this. Ladies, prick up your ears.
Oh, David, listen, you're biologically programmed to do it. It's not that clever.
All right.
I'm going to let that one slide.
Complaints to Mick Malloy. Yeah.
You know what I mean, though?
No, I don't know.
The miracle of childbirth is not lost on me.
I'm still appalled by that statement. I'm still getting over it.
I truly admire.
You've got no idea.
I said for effect, it doesn't represent my actual views, which is, you're magnificent, ladies.
That's what we want to hear.
Scott.
Yes.
Who do you want to clown?
I'm clowning myself.
For what?
Maybe I'm clowning the dog because it's another Roomba story. But
yeah. Roomba the vacuum,
Yeah. I bought a Roomba and put it into operation before the dog was toilet trained.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Well, you are a clown.
Yes. I got a call from, I think my dog was, but I got a call from my daughter to say, Dad, I think you need to come home. Because the Roomba had run over the poo and then spread it right throughout the whole
house. Oh, my God. With its little brush whizzing around, spreading joy.
Like the room's been bonzed up.
Oh, yes. My God.
The whole house, because I left it on while I was at work.
Listen, what you do. You leave it on, it cleans your house, but it's a thief. And I've come home and opened the thing. I've got headphones, I've got pens, I've got hairbrushes shoved up the thing. This is what happens.
Brown carpet.
Poor. Yeah. Oh, that's disgraceful, isn't it?
All right. Hey, Dave, listen, what we're going to do, we want to take some calls. We've got us thinking. We're going to take some Mother's Day calls. Mm. You went to a lunch today.
Yes.
And what are you doing for Mother's Day?
Well.
Did I hear this? Did you or did you not have to book your own?
Well, I did because nothing's been organised in my house. So I thought I'll book my own Mother's Day. Jane. Do you know what? It's better to have it organised. And I've picked a restaurant that's not my taste even.
Oh.
It's a full-on meat restaurant. It's just for the boys love a big old steak and meat on a stick. It's just a meat fest.
Mm.
But I'll have them all together and I'll be happy.
So that's what you have to – it's like chucking Burley out the back of a boat. That's what you have to do to get them all to attend.
So boys want
to
have a rump steak? Yeah. And chips? Yeah. That's what I'll do.
What's the word? Are you a breakfast in bed Sunday morning girl?
Look, I've been told I'm a bit of a princess when it comes to people making me tea or coffee or food because I'm always a bit fussy, apparently. They don't quite do it as I'd like.
I'm not dunce.
And I don't eat it. You know how you're supposed to be magnanimous?
Yes.
And a kid, you know, brings you in Vegemite on toast, but they haven't
spoken
the Vegemite right.
check the plate into the wall.
It's got to be done right or I'm not going to eat it.
So do they just not bother or have you
no,
told
they're
them,
scared.
Don't come to me?
They're terrified now to serve me food, so they don't do it at all. I don't give hits. You know what I've told them? I just want a happy house.
Have you had a bad present? Have you got a bad present?
Look, I don't want to be rude.
But yes.
That's a yes. Okay,
But I've had
before.
Some really good ones. I've had a Dyson hairdryer. Now, they're very expensive. They all chipped in for that, and that was a ripper. But I have had some very poor ones.
On the Dyson, I know you're big on the Dyson.
I'm a
Dyson
fan.
I watched a doco the other night on their headquarters, and the amount of money they put into research. His office.
Now you're
like,
talking.
It was like NASA.
This is Elon Musk for women. I'm swear to God, he's a genius.
I can't believe if everyone put that much time and attention into developing their products.
Correct.
Wow.
Hey, we want to know though if you've got what's the worst kind of.
We're talking about receiving cooking items
or losing weight equipment.
The Fitbit you mentioned.
Yeah.
A caller said nothing with a power cord.
Correct.
Ladies, women, mothers of the world, give us a call. Maybe talk us through something. This will be instructional and educational for our boys out there.
Well, not what to get.
What not to get.
Yeah.
Tell us what you got.
133353. Call now.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Wishing all the mums a happy Mother's Day this Sunday as well. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And a message now to all the dopey idiot sons out there who don't want to make a stupid mistake on Mother's Day.
Or husbands who are getting that for the kids to give to mum.
To get Mother's Day, get it right.
Yeah.
Because it can go horribly wrong. We talked about it. You're saying on the banned list, Fitbits.
Yes.
Cooking stuff.
Cooking utensils or crock pots
anything
that
cord.
Means that a woman has to be in the kitchen cooking for other people. Anything that involves work.
Even if
for us to do.
Has good intentions. It can go horribly wrong. Anne's on the line.
Anne,
you have this is a cautionary tale.
On the same theme, yep.
You've received a gift that men should avoid giving, yes?
My girlfriend she received her child's school Mother's Day store.
Yep.
Cellulite cream.
Oh, my God.
What idiot would stock that at the Mother's Day stall? Yeah. I mean, I'll take potpourri instead.
right. donations. It was probably somebody that didn't actually want it. So
I would love to see the look on a woman's face, on a mother's face.
Oh, my God.
When she unwraps her Mother's Day present to receive.
There'll be tears.
She would sell you like cream.
That is ridiculous.
Good
Thank
Lord.
You, Anne. Hey, Paige, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. What did you once get for Mother's Day?
My first ever Mother's Day, and I got a Sexy Land voucher.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, I would have thought that's a no-go zone for Mother's Day.
No, I would have thought.
It generally implies you're getting it from one of your children.
Yes. Yes. So your baby was one. Your baby was one at the time you got a... Yeah.
And the phrase, say it with vibrators, doesn't have the same
What's
ring.
What's that, Mum? Yeah. Perhaps a voice. Well, you know...
Page, give Page a prize.
Yeah,
prize
on,
pack
Paige.
The page. Well
Thank
done,
you.
Paige.
You get a prize pack. Nothing adult in there, I'm afraid, but loads of fun. Well done, Page.
Hi, Tristan.
Hello, Jane. Hello, Mickey. How are you both?
Good,
really
thank
good.
You.
Tell
are
us you, what you got.
You're a mother. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that.
What'd you get?
I got a brown clay mug with a prawn as the handle.
Please tell me you still got it.
Yeah, I've still got it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did you bring it out on Mother's Day? Do you
That's
have your
cute.
Have your breakfast in bed with your coffee cup?
No, it's in the bathroom with the toothbrushes and toothpaste.
Oh, perfect.
Found a happy
prawn.
Home.
It's not a pleasant look. Does it prawn, is it?
You know, the pride on his face when he gave it to me.
Oh.
What do you say? What do you do?
You say, darling.
You say, you're an idiot, son. You've let me down.
Thank you, Tristan. That's
did he make it? He didn't make it.
Sounds like. Did he make it himself?
No, I bought it from the op shop.
Of course.
No.
I could have told you. I was
He's
thinking
a dreamer.
That. Thank you, Tristan. Hey, we've got someone called Mum, but I don't think it's my mum.
No, she wants to go incognito.
Hello,
no
Mum.
Hello, Mum.
Hi, how are we both?
Really good. Now,
what did you get that was strangely inappropriate for Mother's Day?
Oh, I got what Jane was saying, and I got a microwave.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
No, that's not cool.
Which is generally a slight on your cooking.
Oh, my gosh.
And possibly Why? Suggests you're a little lazy in the kitchen.
Why did you get a microwave? What was the theory behind that?
He came and gave it to me, and he goes, here is your Mother's Day present because I'm sick of ours not having the light work.
So it was almost
so
like...
Him.
Yes, a piece of hardware.
Upgrade.
An upgrade.
I was just like, thanks for that.
All right, thanks for the heads up. Everyone, no microwaves, okay?
No microwaves.
No, well, let's go. I think we've got time for one more.
Yes, we do.
Let's go to Kirsten.
Hello.
Hello, Kirsten. What was your unbelievably inappropriate Mother's Day present?
Not for my child, but for my husband, hubcaps.
Hubcaps?
What?
Yes.
Yeah. That is ridiculous.
Not since Homer gave Marge a bowling ball.
That's right.
For her birthday.
It's not quite the right bit, Marge.
And had Homer written on it.
Yeah. I have hubcaps already.
Hubcaps?
No, was missing a couple, apparently.
Let's give Kirsten a prize pack, too.
Prize pack on your way, Kirsten.
There it is. And I'll tell you what, we're having some fun. Well, we might take some calls as we go into the hour. 133353. Let us know, mums.
Yeah.
How have your ratbag children let you down?
133353, or you can get us on Twitter or Instagram, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking Mother's Day this weekend.
Well done to all the mothers out there. Have
them.
A great day Sunday. We're just warning children what not to buy their parents, especially boys, what not
Look,
to get
your mum.
It's not
that hard. It's not that hard. We just want flowers are always appreciated.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
But no carnations. I don't mean to be picky.
Why carnations?
Oh, my God.
Beautiful flower.
They're not.
Yeah.
What's up there with the rhododendron? What's wrong with a carnation?
Oh, my God. What, are you serious?
I am serious. Why would that be of any kind
it's
of...
It's a pretty flower.
All the women are laughing at us.
Carnations?
Yeah.
What's a carnation?
It's the worst flower of all. Don't get one.
For what reason? What's the connotation? Nothing. It's just you don't like
it. Well, it's not. But women know what I'm saying. It's women's secret women's business.
Oh.
I tell you what is the Mother's Day bloom is the chrysanthemum.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
You're making this up, aren't you? Mother's Day
Why
flower.
Why do you doubt what I'm saying?
I'm a tulip guy.
Oh, yeah.
I like leading
I'm
off. Leading off with some
Call me up a florist. Quick. Toot sweet. I am speaking the truth. The chrysanthemum is the Mother's Day bloom.
What about the big wildflowers?
Oh, yeah.
Like the worst with the heads.
Yeah.
No.
What's wrong with that?
I would
love
pick
those.
It up. And I'd beat you off with it.
I beg your pardon.
The bird of paradise.
The bird of paradise.
You can shove that up your clacker.
But it's
I'm not having a bird of paradise in my house.
An orchid?
It's not beautiful. Orchids, yes.
Okay.
See? A nice white orchid.
Calm down with your
Frangipani.
Nice.
Maybe
smells
in a tropical
nice.
Region.
Yeah, well, where are you going to get one in eastern and southern Australia?
I've told the story before, but my favourite story is this Russian oligarch who's worth billions and millions of dollars. Society wanted to propose to his girlfriend over a Valentine's Day dinner on his private boat in the middle of nowhere. So he went to, well, as an arborist, and he said, I'm going to be sitting there opposite my wife and in the middle of the wife be, and I want this flower to bloom in the course of the dinner.
Oh, wow.
And, pressure was on the arborist. He said, listen, I don't know if I can give you it precise, but I can probably do it within a 2-hour window. And he goes, great. He sat there on this big yacht in a table with her, and in the middle of this dinner, the plow just goes, awooshka.
Oh, bloomed.
Stop it.
Okay, maybe that's out of our reach, boys.
That's going a little far.
It is. Let's have a listen to some mums out there who've been on the receiving end of the wrong present. Helen.
Yes.
Yes, what's your story?
Back in the late 90s, my ex-husband got me, from my children, a set of scales and a pair of bikinis.
I'm so glad you said ex-husband, Helen.
Now, this is a joke. He was being humorous, was he?
Oh, well, that's pretty...
No. Oh, that's terrible.
Helen, what did you...
And I wasn't even that big back then.
What did you do when you opened it?
I don't know, I was in shock.
Hey, Helen, just out of interest, what flower would you like to receive on Mother's Day?
Roses, of course.
Or the carnation?
No.
Thank you, Helen. Carnation's a pretty crap flower, isn't it?
Thanks, Helen.
Thanks, Helen. Hello, Keely.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What's a Mother's Day present that you think is not quite appropriate?
My dad's brothers have once purchased their mum a billiard table.
Now, that's a line ball for me because my girlfriends and I have been known to play a bit of billiards and I wouldn't be opposed to that as a present.
I have a feeling there may be a tad of self-interest attached to that. Good on you, Keely. Thanks for the call. Tim, what have you done?
Mickey, Jane.
Hello. Is this a present you bought or you? What happened? Your mum received?
Well, with the help of my stepdad when I was a young fella, we brought mum an angle grinder.
Oh, well, you're a goose. That's ridiculous, Tim. Did she use it?
She did use it. Yeah. She learned how to do fiberglassing so she could repair my stepdad's race car.
Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
And then a couple
what a
of
woman.
Later, the stepdad was using it on a few other things and burnt it out.
Jeez.
Yeah. Wow. Oh.
That's tough.
I like that. Well done.
All right. Now we've got Karen on the line. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
Karen, you're a florist opposite us here at Triple M.
I am.
Karen, what's the florist du jour for Mother's Day?
The go-to.
Well, the traditional disbuds, which are the Mother's Day flower, and the beautiful roses, and we've got all the spring sort of things that come through already. So there's lots of classy things like the tulips.
Anything for the frangipani?
Karen,
anything for the frangipani?
No. What about the chrysanthemum? What happened to that?
Yeah, the disbuds. That's the chrysanthemum, the Mother's Day, the big ones.
And what's wrong with the carnation?
Oh.
They're 70s.
Thank you, Karen. They are so yesterday.
Funerals.
They are the worst flower. Don't get carnations from the service station.
Can I?
No, definitely not.
Can I say something? Every bloke out there, you've learned something today.
I have.
Because I have.
It's informative, isn't it? Thank you, Karen.
Not buy carnations for...
I had no idea.
Time for one more.
All
just one more. Okay. Carol down the bottom there. I just want to go out, Carol. Tell me what you received for Mother's Day.
For my ex-husband, for my kids, I got a 16-horsepower outboard engine.
I think we have a winner.
There you go.
Give him a prize pack.
He's next.
Thank you, Carol.
Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
The last hour of the week, people. It's knock-off time. Ooh. I love Friday afternoons.
I think I'm knocked off early.
I love Friday.
I think I might have a head
about
start.
Wednesday, I think
Yeah,
it was,
I
Jane.
Think it was too. We've got a great next hour coming up. On
week
Kennedy
in review,
Malloy.
Coming down the pike. There's
it
some
is.
Highlights, including you, I'm guessing, going off mic.
Oh, that's terribly embarrassing.
Of the year. That was it. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time we caught up with Merrick Watts, he found something in common with Mick.
They've both entertained the troops.
I wrote a just in case letter which said, just in case I am killed, I want you to stay miserable.
And he found something in common with Jane.
You come to a realisation in life that you're a tragic alcoholic. And then you think...
Yeah, go on. I'm listening.
You have our full attention.
So with all that common ground, of course we wanted to have him on again.
We'd love to speak to you from time to time if you're floating around.
I'd love to. I'm not sure if this is a way to invite me to come back or a way to get rid of me now.
It's a little from column A and a little from column B.
Please welcome back Merrick Watts.
Hey, Merrick, you're a proud dad. You got one son, Wolfie, and Kinga, your daughter. What is Georgie going to get for Mother's Day?
Oh, I've already got her a present, Jane. I've done the great thing where the dad buys a present for Mother's Day for himself, right?
Well, so yes, we're familiar with this.
I hired some cleaners to come to our house today to clean the house, right? Because that's like look what I've done for you. I said, I don't want you having to raise a finger before Mother's Day. This is the gift now. She's like, that's fantastic. And then it kind of dawned on her. She goes, but you do all the vacuuming. So really, you've just...
Given yourself a day off.
Yes!
Hey!
Off to a great start.
A win-win.
Yes, yes, yes. Look how conniving I am. Look how shallow a man I am.
There's been a link with that.
Yeah. And what will the kids get though? What about the kids?
See, that's the thing. You can fall into the trap of having to spend even more money by, you know, buying presents for the kids to give to mum. Mm. So what I do is I say the best gift for mum is a drawing. So here's some paper and a black texter between the pair of you. Draw mum a pretty picture with that black texter and give it to her.
I'll let you know. We're over drawings. I know that people think it's kind of cute, but, you know, when you get on to about your 10th year of getting a stupid drawing of yourself, not looking as trim as you'd hoped.
So
you might be over it.
Merrick, I'd forgotten all about Mother's Day. I've got two twin boys and they were going to see their mum. And I'd forgotten all about Mother's Day. Mm. So I rushed down to Coles and they had all the, like, you know, the helium balloons.
Oh, yes.
And,
the bunting.
And they're attached to baskets and they've got presents in them. And I go in there like going, I need your balloons. Mm. And they go, these are display balloons. We have sold every single other one. I go, no, you don't understand. I need them. Mm. So he goes, these are displays. Go away. I go into the attached Liquorland store where there's a promotion for the Richmond Football Club. So there's black balloons and yellow balloons and they're all hanging up. And I go, I need your balloons. Right? The helium balloons. I give them to the boys. Yeah. I buy them off them. Yeah. I give them to the boys. And they take him to Mother's Day. There's a big family function going on. And anyway, I stand around and everyone's giving me greasy looks. I look and on the side of the balloons my little boys are playing with is Liquorland, phone number.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, my God.
So it can go horribly wrong.
But also, Mick, I feel like maybe the people at Liquorland have seen you walk past a few times recently and they've gone, oh, Mick keeps walking past. How do we lure him into some sort of trap?
Have you got any Tigers balloons?
It's perfect. A perfect storm. Merrick, we're speaking of Liquorland. How's your study going for becoming a sommelier? Oh, I'm fascinated by this. I'm, in fact, envious.
How was your bottle of wine he gave you?
It was delicious. I sent him a photo. Rob and I had the wine and I sent a photo of us looking pretty smashed, actually.
I sent Jane and Rob a bottle of wine to try and they sent me back a photo where they look McHammered. I'm not going to lie. And
the lighting was terrible. I almost didn't send it.
I don't think it was the lighting. But there's only about half the bottle gone.
Oh, right.
Oh, God.
Well, we're mid-drink.
You know what I thought, Jane? I thought that's lovely that they've saved the bottle that I gave them for third or fourth. And I thought that was a lovely thing.
No, what are you drinking at the moment? What's on your, if I went to your cellar, what would I see?
Anything. It's a bit of red, bit of white.
What's your good red? If people don't like a heavy red, don't want a big fat Shiraz, what do you recommend?
Adelaide Hills Pinot Noir.
Ooh.
Right. And I don't even like saying Pinot Noir because it makes me sound like
it sounds like a wanker. Yeah, you do.
Hey, yeah, you do.
What about a Chianti?
I want to call it Pinot.
You want a fan of the Chianti?
Yeah, I'm on a bit of Chianti.
It took a bit long to answer there.
They still. I wish Chianti still came in those bottles.
Wicker
when you put the candle in it when you finished with the bottle.
How good was that?
All the Matisse Rosé.
I remember the 80s when you used to take an Italian bottle of wine. My parents would take an Italian bottle of wine in a basket to a Chinese restaurant and we'd stand around and just go, how Australian are we? Look at this.
Now,
two cultures.
That's a good thing to talk about.
Don't need to collide. Exactly.
The BYO culture is very Australian. Australian. I have not seen it anywhere around the world.
It's gone the way of the dodo, though, hasn't it?
I think that's very hard. Yeah, it has. Mary, what do you find?
You know where it's big is Adelaide's actually really big into the BYO.
Well done, Adelaide.
That's great. I wish more restaurants were.
What about corkage?
They've got no snobbery towards it.
Are you a fan of corkage? So when you say you can bring a bottle of your own wine, yes, but we're going to charge you corkage. Is that a fair tax?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that, like, the average restaurant, I think, charges like about $10 to $15 for corkage. Unless, of course, you go to a Chinese restaurant in the suburbs and they just go, look, got, as long as you buy some extra prawn crackers, you can call it even.
Oh, you're going to rock up with a flagon. Is there anything good come in a flagon?
In a flagon? No. I think depression comes in a flagon, doesn't it?
Hey, Mary, we're going to go to a
Jane story. Kennedy and her sister used to finish up their parents' dinner parties, wait till they left the room, and then they would wander around the table drinking all the half glasses
of gin and tonic, brandy and dry. Wow. We would just drink all the, until we just felt absolutely
like a homeless person.
But we were only about 12 and 9 at the time.
Did you go through and find, like, you know, the old Red Tulip mints that they used to
have? The after-dinner mints. Oh, yeah, we did. We didn't like the Terry's orange, that's for sure.
A couple of cigarette butts and they're away.
Hey, we go to a song. When we come back, you found something in your daughter's room that you didn't expect.
Yes.
Let's hear about that.
It's shocking.
Merrick's in Newcastle, by the way, for the Grapes of Mirth Comedy and Wine Festival. Oh, you can go to grapesofmirth.com.au for info and tickets. More with Merrick right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Merrick Watts in studio as well. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We are speaking, of course, with Merrick, and your daughter surprised you, and perhaps not in a great way, the other night.
No, it was actually last night. We had a bit of a freak-out moment. Our daughter's room is quite close to our bedroom, and she woke up and was screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy," and I went,
Oh, God, thank you,
it's a nightmare here or something like that. Like occasionally she'll have nightmares and I'll go and comfort her because I'm a great dad. Sure, sometimes I'm a little inebriated when I'm giving these comforts, but, you know, nothing unusual. And so anyway, I kind of like half rush into the room because I'm thinking it's probably not a murderer. And I was wrong. My daughter's yelling at, "Daddy, Daddy, there's a raccoon in my room."
Okay.
And so I said, "What?"
Well, where in America do you live?
Exactly. And she goes, "There's a raccoon in my room." And I said, "There's no raccoon, sweetheart. It's one of the two cats. You know, we've got two cats." Mm-hmm. I said, "It's one of the cats, darling." And then I looked down and I said, "There you go. Look, see?" When it was dark, and I said, "Look, one, two. Oh, there's three. Why is there three?"
What's happened?
Hang on a second. It turns out a gigantic possum has entered her bedroom and is sitting right next to her head. And this thing, like, you know, like when people talk about how they've had sheep go suspiciously missing?
Yes.
This bloke is the one that's taken them. This thing's like, it was the size of, it was a
feral possum.
Yeah, and it was like a thylacine, Jane. It was like,
oh my God.
Between,
what was its demeanor? It was like
aggressive.
Have you ever seen a non-aggressive possum?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
He's just there, just dripping with blood and terror in
their
face.
They're evil. So what happened? What'd you do?
Well, that's the thing is, like, you know, I'm there in my underpants and my daughter's looking at me like, "What are you going to do?" And this possum has managed to stare me down. And
I've literally gone,
yeah, exactly. I thought, I'll have control of this because I'm, you know, A, an adult and B, a human being. And this thing's just gone, "If you move, I will take your face off."
I've got a plan in my head of what I would do when in a child's bedroom. What did you do? And I'll see if it matches my big plan.
Okay, first of all, panicked and called my wife. I'm not an idiot, right? If somebody's going to get rabies,
you go down together.
Number two, screamed and called my wife. Number two, used my daughter as a human shield. Right? Okay. It's just put her in front of me and the possum give me some space to breathe and to think.
It's not hissing, is it? It's not doing those noises as well, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They're not cool. No, they're not
cool. I mean, they're great, like, if they're on a stamp. If you see a possum on a stamp.
Okay,
when
number
you see
three.
Them in your daughter's bedroom.
Yeah, what happened?
And then I panicked and I scared it out of a room and I chased it around the house and eventually I managed to kind of open up a door and scare it out of the house. And but the thing is, though, Jane, I think I really should have been kind of thinking about some sort of strategy to get it out. But the first thing that went through my mind was, why am I paying private school fees for my daughter to call a possum a raccoon? I'm sorry. So This morning at 9 a.m, I've rang up the school and said she's not coming anymore because I'm not paying that money.
You aren't teaching the right marsupials at your school.
It's not even in the right hemisphere. Like, I mean, if it was,
keep her home to watch the Animal Channel. That's what you do.
That's
keep her home, watch
what
National
she
Geographic.
Needs to do.
Her self-taught, homeschooled by her hero father.
No, oh, that's that.
But
is,
you know, it's one of those. So one of those weird things, like when you see an animal, when it's out of context, like when you see a possum, if it comes into your house, you go, all right, stupid possum. When you see it next to your daughter's pillow, you just think, hang on a second, if I find out this bloke plays football, we are really going to have a conversation.
My mum got attacked by a wombat, and no one understands how aggressive
they are,
like
aggressive
a wombat
too.
Is. So,
you know what? Koalas are also not that pleasant. Well, kangaroos are also not pleasant. So, when we think about it,
what about the cassowary?
Natives.
That's a bird that can kill you. Wow. Did you hear that guy in America? That's one of my favourite stories. He got murdered by his own pet. The cassowary. Stabbed him to death.
Yeah.
It's a six foot bird.
Not cool.
Which I want to take to the cockfights.
A bit of an unfair advantage.
Mick, have you bought your cock? Yeah, I have.
But I like the kind of, I know the cassowary is lethal with its, it's got like a
claws.
Kind of,
like a claw. Yeah. It's got like Edward Scissorhands claws.
You can see that's a pretty heavy statement of I can kill you. Whereas the koala does it slowly and painfully through chlamydia.
And they're miserable.
Yeah, exactly. It lulls you into a false relationship
it does,
for starters.
They look so cute.
You meet it on Tinder, you're padding it. Before you know it, you're off at a sexual health clinic. What a great animal.
Look, we'd like to encourage, if anybody, if you're still, people go along to the station in Newcastle this weekend. Yeah. 7 hours of comedy, music, wine. Hey, that is down my alley. Gourmet grub and good times, and comedians Nazeem Hussain, Denise Scott, Sam Simmons, Luke McGregor, Heath Franklin.
That's a pretty stellar
Rebecca
lineup.
Duanamo and DJ Pedro Moshman, and of course your host, Merrick Watts.
Merrick
Watts.
There we go. That'll be fun.
That sounds bloody brilliant.
Yeah, it is brilliant. Not as good as that plug, though. That was sensational.
Thank you very much.
Not even I could plug it that well.
And beautiful Newcastle.
That's the way we roll. Hey, Merrick, thanks for swinging by, especially on a Friday. Have fun in Newcastle, and we'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, mate.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, guys.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mother's Day special. Mm. Well, we haven't really done much about it.
It's not very special.
Not very special
at all. I haven't felt very special.
It's overplayed. Is it a bit outdated?
No.
Is it a bit passé?
No. I wanted to give an update on flowers. I was talking about chrysanthemums. That was the old
tradition. You went the carnation, which I can't believe.
Horrific. Everyone I know will go the carnation. Nobody wants a carnation,
trust
me.
Next you'll be going
me.
Pearls. We like pearls.
If they're real. If they're paspalhe pearls. So I'd like to educate the audience. I'll tell you what I want to say. Roses are acceptable as well, and they're
woman
beautiful.
The and strawberries have to be large and served in Paris.
The roses, no red roses on Mother's Day.
Now, I was surprised you went with roses.
That's for Valentine's Day. A nice blush.
Don't cross the sexy line.
Don't cross the line. Cream, blush, yellow, something like that is nice for Mother's Day. And I tell you,
so many rules. I know there's many pitfalls.
I've got a rule for florists, though, around the country. Please don't do your markup on Mother's Day. It's very rude.
Oh, no, that's their It's their day.
Listen, it's the biggest day.
It's their day.
It's the biggest day of your year. Don't be like airlines put prices up on school holidays.
That's like petrol prices at Easter.
Yeah.
Petrol prices at Easter.
All go up.
Well, don't fall for that trick. Be a nice florist and don't be silly.
Or,
you're going to get lots of business, all right? So
guys,
don't add GST.
Swing by the cemetery. Grab yourself something. There's lots of freshies out there.
Not what we're saying.
Don't pick up the plastic ones. Look, that's my tip.
Can I quickly tell you my story? I saw a guy at the Adelaide Casino once and he was a big
That's sad enough.
Big fat guy. And he was surrounded by hot chicks.
Yeah.
And I was watching him for about an hour. I did my head in. I said, man, what's going on? I go, you're doing my head in. But I have to ask, what do you do? He goes, I'm the world champion poker player. And there was a poker tournament in the casino.
Oh, my
at the
goodness.
Time. And I go, wow, what makes you better than everyone else? He goes, I like to get out in nature and I touch flowers. And I go, I don't know where he's pulling the piss.
Yeah.
What's going on? Anyway, I tell my best mate, Chowie, that.
Yeah.
Next time we're at the casino... I went at a blackjack table. I turn around. He's not there. He's over in the corner stroking the plastic plants.
Oh, so he's not the full movie.
Jesus.
No.
He's not getting in touch with nature.
Oh, my God.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a massive week on the show, and what we like to do is bundle it all together and give you the week in review with our political bent.
As Election Day looms large, we ask you to consider the key policies and vote one, Kennedy Malloy.
An SCA poll of 5,000 people, if you choose absolutely anyone to run the country, who would it be? Mm-hmm. Bang, I've come in at number 21.
Mick Malloy. 21?
You're just behind Waleed.
but ahead of Peter Cosgrove. And Andrew Denton.
And Malcolm Turnbull.
However, the leader that was getting all the press coverage this week was Jane.
Oh, it was a bit sort of one-way traffic, I thought, in the article.
What, all about her?
Yes.
It was the most self-serving article I've ever read. Did I get a mention?
They mentioned Rob. Sorry, Mick.
And then you tried to smooth it over with a two-day-old piece of birthday cake.
Three-day-old.
Not buying it. Sure, I've woofed it.
In a Kennedy Malloy government, when it comes to a minister for sport, I don't think Cody will be getting the position.
I was going to umpiring in the local leagues and I forgot my whistle. When I got out of the ground, I was like, oh, God. And then they suggested just yell whistle and I was doing the kids. All the kids caught on very quickly and we're calling their own free kick.
So what, they're all shouting out whistle?
Yeah.
And as news of a royal baby hit the headlines, our spokesperson for health and women's issues, Mick Malloy, wasn't too impressed.
You're biologically programmed to do it. It's not that clever.
All right. I'm going to let that one slide.
Complaints to Mick Malloy.
Yes,
you know what I mean, though?
No, I don't know what you mean.
And our Minister for Aged Care was trying to get in front of the scandal surrounding her age on Wikipedia.
Someone today, in the last 24 hours, has made my age 64. Your fault. You encouraged this terrible behaviour. It's been semi-protected till May the 9th due to vandalism, it says.
As part of our tax policy, we'll be cracking down on dodgy businesses getting paid in cash.
I paid cash for a tattoo home job by a blackie.
Okay, how'd that work out for you?
Yeah, not very good. He had the needle out too far and it hit my rib bone and popped out of the gun.
Because it's a bikie, you're not asking for your money.
This election campaign has been full of scandals, including this candidate who can't use his phone properly.
Some time ago, I was seeing a girl. Anyway, we just drifted apart, and then I get up on Monday morning and I pocket dialed this girl like 13 times.
Oh, my God.
Including two FaceTimed her. FaceTimed her.
Mick, that's terrible, because if she was still keen on you,
I think you can rule it out.
Michael.
So to smooth it over, I sent through a dick pic.
We announced some industrial relations reforms that include technological advances.
Amazon, the other day I read, now have a robot computer that can sack you because it monitors your output.
You are no longer required.
The poor people that work in the warehouses were peeing into bottles because they were so nervous about leaving.
And they were selling that as West End beer.
Our Foreign Minister, Ben Elton, updated us on relations with Theresa May.
Theresa May is an extraordinary figure in that she just seems to be a political survivor. As far as I can see, she's a sort of natural conservative, a vicar's daughter, she likes low tax. Basically, you know,
I don't think she's nutty.
I think she's the opposite of nutty. I think she's under ordinary. She's just so boringly nothing.
And our Minister for Youth, Tom Ballard, told us of the millennials' concerns.
I don't care about climate change as long as I have my franking credits.
And finally, in a re-elected Kennedy Malloy government, your Minister for Multicultural Affairs will be the man of 1,000 voices.
Peruvian.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, me Mickey.
Yes. South American man. Cuban.
Hey, what did you do it? Hey.
How's your southern accent?
Pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm a little. No, I like
it. I think you were doing a bit of Yogi Bear there as well.
See, I can do them all.
Colonel Tom Parker.
Well, let me tell you, boys.
Tweety Bird.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to the HSV Chevrolet Silverado. It does everything big.
Of course it does. Yeah. It is the mother of all truck utility vehicles.
It is the mother.
It's the big kahuna. It's the boss. Oh. It's the behemoth of the roads. And I see you leafing through the brochure, which we love.
Also, the brochure's huge.
Is that
like it's massive.
Are you looking for a Mother's Day present?
Out of my house and wrapped up in a big bow was a black HSV Silverado, my mind would go berserk. This is the most awesome looking car.
It is the best on the road. I love it. I can't wait. It's like a monster truck, but it's not.
Yeah.
But it's classy.
It's like a monster truck. In fact, it would be a monster truck.
It's a head turner.
It could crash a monster truck.
People will turn around literally and point at you and go, who is that? Who is that?
It's one of those vehicles I just go, where do you want to go with that?
Yeah.
Where would you like to go?
Well, we're already planning a trip.
It's a head turner, isn't it? People go and look at it.
We're planning a trip. We're going to take this to the middle of Australia.
We want to take it to see Midnight Oil in the outback, in the Simpson Desert. Yes, and we want to drive it all the way from here to there.
And you know why? Because
and go the long way.
Yeah.
Because it's so good.
It's so comfortable. Look at the leather seats, the finish, everything. This is a classy. I mean, not everybody can get one of these. Because if you get one, I would be so impressed. If I was on a Tinder date and the guy said, hey, do you want to see.
Beep, beep.
Oh my God, is that your card? You're in like Flynn, man.
You're on. Someone's getting six tonight.
Absolutely.
The Silverado will be rocking.
I don't know how I got onto Tinder in Silverado, but I did because it's amazing and we love having them on the show.
You know what they should do? And it's HSV, by the way. Yeah, if you were ever a fan, get back on board.
Come on, yes.
I'm lost for words.
I know.
I love that. But you know what they should do?
What?
You shouldn't automatically get one. You should have to go and be interviewed.
Oh, you do. It's like getting a baby. You're adopting a baby.
Adopting a child.
Yeah, it's not for everyone. You've got to be special.
Are you Silverado worthy?
Or not.
Or not.
They'll be the judge.
Get out of it.
Go to the website, check it out.
Great Mother's Day present, as is the carnation.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Gorgeous flower.
Now, someone wrote, actually, Marsha from here reminded me, every time I think of carnation, it did strike me, there is a very famous singer in Australia who was part of my childhood growing up. I was in love with him at that stage, but not now.
John Paul Young.
No, come close.
Come on. Ray Burgess.
Let's play the song. Mr. Mark Holden.
Mark Holden.
And he would go on Countdown with the Carnations.
And he would throw them
to all the girls. He'd be in a white tuxedo.
And how romantic was that?
It was at the time.
And you're saying neither Mark Holden or the Carnation has stood the test of time?
No, I don't think so. But greetings to Mark. I'm just saying, at the time when I was watching
Mark
Holden.
Well, the florist did say it's very 70s, didn't she? That's what she said.
And it was appropriate. And also it was cheap because it was the ABC and it was Countdown. So they didn't want to spend money.
I'll defend the Carnation.
Me too.
Well, don't. Let's and never give a girl a Carnation.
Is that your last word on that?
And just to Julie Garvey who wrote in and said, peonies, can't go wrong ever. Julie, hello. It's May. Peonies only come out in November for about 2 weeks.
All right, cool.
So what's the use of saying that? Yes, they're a beautiful flower.
But thanks for your feedback.
What about the daisy?
What?
Can we go to a song?
Okay, well, we'll come back right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a big show. In fact, all week, if you've missed, the podcast is ready to go soon.
How do you listen to the podcast?
Oh, my God.
How do you do it?
Tedious.
He's tedious.
Yeah.
Just in case someone is a Luddite like Mick and has had their head in the ground, you go to an app.
Yeah.
Simple.
And most phones already have them built
in. So it's already too difficult.
It's not. You've got to app.
Not
you
at all.
Download Triple M on your app. You can hear lots of shows on the network.
You can download us.
Yes.
I have no idea.
You absolutely can.
Well, I would have thought you had to listen to it on a radio.
Well, no, because we record it and then we bundle it all together and then you can hear it later.
Quite professional, you know. Sounds quite good.
It does.
Fascinating. Hey, congratulations to Leo. He was our winner in the week one of the competition.
Well done.
He
great
wins. Have you got him there? What did he win for?
Well, this is because he rang up. We're talking about what you pay cash for, wasn't it?
Yes. What kind of, okay. bit shady sort shady of job too. Would you do for cash, gets fixed up for cash? And this is what Leo did.
My mate's uncle was a dentist who did it in his kitchen, so I had all my teeth removed.
All your teeth removed?
Yeah.
And then what?
And then I had no teeth and bled for a week.
Going
and
in.
And had a general anaesthetic as well in the kitchen.
Leo.
What?
So guys, a worthy winner.
He's won a trip for him and two mates, return flights to Birdsville, accommodation,
wow.
Meet Midnight Oil, sign festival poster, merchandise voucher, helicopter rides, camel rides in the Simpson Desert, the Big Red Bush. It's the 16th to the 18th of July. Yeah. Another double next week, by the way. So if you missed out today, another double next week. And you can also go online at kennedymalloy.com.au to get your details to it.
He will be punching the air right now. Good on you, Leo.
And makes quickly up go for you around the ground.
Yes. We
Something
will.
Happening in your neck of the woods.
Okay, I'm going to go to Melbourne. They've got the Winter Village. A magical snow-covered Winter Village has landed.
What?
And it's at Federation Square, everybody. It's a pop-up bar as well.
The Admit Bar.
And it's like looking further. At like, it looks like European winter markets, except it's in Australia.
Hey, Sydney. The Sydney Comedy Festival is up and running in full swing, happening all round Sydney. Go to HTTP.
Mm. Oh, no, you don't need to read that.
There's a colon //.
Oh, my God.
You don't read that bit.
Don't you just don't do that.
www.sydneycomedyfest.com.au.
Okay. Hey, a great artist, Ben Quilty.
Oh, I love
Ben. He's got an exhibition in Adelaide at the Art Gallery of South Australia. Go along and check him out.
Awesome.
He's really inspiring.
I know someone who owns a Ben Quilty. It's a very good painting.
Excellent.
Right? And he couldn't be happier.
Hey, what's happening in Perth?
One of the great Australian artists.
He is.
Perth. It's a Mother's Day classic.
Oh.
Yep. It's Langley Park, East and End, Riversdale Drive. Get down there and run your tits off. And in Brisbane, Dean Lewis is playing at the Tivoli tomorrow and
He's
Sunday.
Fantastic.
He is fantastic.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And Jane, I've got you a little something.
Have
I'd like
really?
To give it to you now. I've just run across the road and organised this.
What is that?
It is a dozen carnations.
Oh, Jane.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're my lady. My lady. Love is so hard to find.
You know Mark Holden. Actually, you're more Mark Holden now than the old Mark Holden.
Oh, dear, The last thing you
He's
said.
A barrister now.
The last thing you said was. Anybody who buys carnations
is a dick.
Is a dick.
Yeah, that's right.
And I went, well, that
there
sounds
you go.
Like a challenge.
Job done. If the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits, so
what's
there you
wrong
go.
With those flowers, Would by
you?
The way?
Are you serious? They look like paper flowers. They look like pretend flowers.
I just bought those for you.
They are the worst thing I've
terrible,
ever seen. You know why it's okay?
Work.
Because I'm not your mother, thank God. Give them give them to Pie Face.
Sometimes it sounds like it.
How dare you? I'm gonna smash them on your head.
Don't throw the carnations.
Hey, good money
at me.
For those.
Hey, next week we've got a huge show. We've got Tom Gleisen because have you been paying attention? It's coming back to your screens, Australia.
On Monday night.
Monday night. Mick Malloy's on the show, the first one back. Andrew Denton's here. Jay Farrow's here. Stan Grant's here. Dave O'Neill's here. That is a big lineup.
That is going to be massive.
It is indeed.
I'm going to go buy my wife some sheets. She wants that for Mother's Day.
Is that what she wants? Yeah, for the bed. For the
Tempur mattress.
Oh, for the Tempur.
Is that a cool present to buy for Mother's Day?
It is.
A set of sheets?
They've got to be 1,000%.
100% Egyptian cotton.
I'm writing
Egyptian
this down.
Egyptian cotton.
Right.
And then you might want to play a bit of your...
See what you're saying.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Remember, it's her day, not yours.
Yeah, right, okay. We'll see you for a big Monday. Have a great weekend, Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're done catching up on Kennedy Malloy. Check out the Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big.